Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
ain't going to the store. Hold your pocket. Hold your pocket. Tighten up, nephew. Tighten up. Tighten up, nephew.
Yeah. From an ambassador for New Orleans, jazz, and that rich tradition of good music, that was jazz trumpeter, singer, and composer Kermit Ruffins teamed up with Irvin Mayfield with the 2017 tune, Well, All Right, off the CD, A Beautiful World. And that's the kind of place he's been making for quite some time now, and it all began in New Orleans, and as a kid, he was influenced by Louis Armstrong and Louis Jordan. And it just so happens the highest note he can hit on a trumpet is a high C. He always backs up his own songs with his own vocals, and his bands perform New Orleans jazz standards. He started playing trumpet in the 8th grade at Lawless Junior High School in the 9th Ward of New Orleans, and would go on to become the co-founder of the Rebirth Brass Band in 1983. Then in 92, he formed a traditional jazz quintet that goes by the name of the Barbecue Swingers. Every Thursday since the 90s, they have played a show at Vaughn's Bar in the Bywater neighborhood, which was very popular with both locals and visitors. He's also been on TV. He appeared as himself on HBO's show Tremmy as a reoccurring character. And at the end of the day, with all the music, all the accolades, and the history that he has amassed, he talked to Neon Jazz about who he thinks he really is.
I feel so freaking average to the point where it's not even funny. I hang out with the people that, so to speak, has nothing every day of the week. And, you know, to them, they don't have anything, but they have life, you know. And I'm always around everyday people. I'm never hanging with the high and mighty ever. Never, ever. I'm hanging with all my high school buddies. Half of them went to penitentiary and got out. That's how I grew up, and that's the people I know.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is one of those original cradles of jazz, with names like Charlie Parker, Jay McShann, and Bobby Watson making the town proud, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, all ready to give you the best of our jazz house into your jazz house. So let's get another one from Kermit in here on an hour that will loosely be based and tethered to his existence. This is the 2001 tune Drop Me Off in New Orleans, a theme for him as the show goes on.
Drop me off in New Orleans. Gotta love them busted greens. In this city called New Orleans. If you're not from New Orleans, let me hear you scream. Hope you're feeling much better now, like my homies feel. When you're feeling down and out, and you feel there's no way out, you get dropped off in New Orleans. Thank you.
That was the king of New Orleans and the master of jazz ceremonies, Satchmo, Mr. Louis Armstrong, with the song When You're Smiling. So he was the inventor of sound, song, and happiness in the world of jazz for many decades, and that is plain and simple. So Kermit had that jazz switch flick because of one cat, and he explains.
And then I heard Louis Armstrong for the first time on a jukebox, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The song was When You're Smiling. And the solo just was so grand, you know. Just never heard nothing like that in my entire life. And I said, that's what I want to be able to do.
From another champion of New Orleans and one of the biggest names in jazz, always, this is Wynton Marsalis with his septet, giving you Embraceable You, his version of it, off the 2000 CD Selections from the Village Vanguard box. So as we go into this track, have a listen to Kermit talk about him some.
Well, I have to tell you, the biggest thing that really hit me is when I think we were in Vienna, Austria, and Wynton Marsalis was about to go on stage. I watched that show, and then he offered me to ride back with him to the hotel. Then when we got to the hotel, we were all at the bar with a bunch of musicians. Wynton is just preaching. And I've just never been so inspired by anybody in my life as far as how positive it is. I mean, just that one conversation and that one talk jam session that we had, it just took me over the top.
Ha ha! This is Delphio Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was the legendary jazz vibraphonist, pianist, percussionist, bandleader, and actor. Yes, he did all of that. Lionel Hampton, Shuffling at the Hollywood, off the 2007 CD, The Complete Victor Lionel Hampton Sessions, Volume 2. So his roots began in Louisville, Kentucky, and he would spread wide and well into the world of jazz, lending his distinct sound to cats like Teddy Wilson, Benny Goodman, Buddy Rich, Charlie Parker, Charlie Mingus, and even Quincy Jones. So Kermit spent some quality time with Lionel and many legends. Have a listen to what he said.
On the bus with Lionel Hampton going from, at the Nice Jazz Fest, going from the hotel to the gig, from the gig to the hotel, backstage hanging out with Wynton Marcellus, watching Wynton Marcellus on stage, having Wynton come play tambourine with the Rebirth Brass Band at the North Sea Jazz Festival. I mean, it's a number of things that kind of just all come together.
Led by New Orleans trumpeter Irvin Mayfield, this is the outfit known as Los Hombres Calientes, featuring one of jazz's biggest names today, Trombone Shorty, with Kermit in the fold, joined by the Rebirth Brass Band. This is one huge New Orleans collective. And as we go into this track, I ask Kermit about the future of jazz. The one Trombone Shorty is leading very well today, and this is what he had to say.
But the young kids today, I mean, it's so many of them, and it's every day there's 100 more kids getting instruments. So it's overwhelming with young kids right now. So this music's going to be here forever.
Kermit Rock. Here we go, y'all. Come on. Yeah. Oh,
That's
Florida. Man, give me some more of that. Man, give me some more of that.
Quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando por lo que más tú quieras. ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú con estando, quizás. Pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando quizás. Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando por lo que más tú quieras. ¿Hasta cuándo? Y así si pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando quizás, 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 quizás.
That was the cool and celebrated jazz vocalist and good guy, Gregory Porter, with the Quizzes, Quizzes, Quizzes off the 2017 CD, Nat King Cole and Me. Whether it's originals or covers, Gregory has that jazz soul in the right place, and it always sounds good. Emerging as one of our favorites around here on the show, he's been popping up more and more lately. This is Canadian jazz saxophonist Art Ellefson, joined by his quartet. This is the song Two for the Road off the 2013 CD, Alone Together Again, as we are going on into more neon jazz, kids. Thank you.
to be Lisa Bernstein coming to you from Oakland, California, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the Joliet native clarinetist and saxophonist Sean Maxwell with the 2016 tune Inside Back off the CD New Tomorrow. This next one goes out to a friend we lost way too soon. My day job is in the Grandview School District as an IT tech, and I had the pleasure for working for over 10 years with the great Jimmy Foy. He was the director of maintenance, and he was a comedic genius, a man that learned the language of love well. He treated everyone he knew as if they were a friend and smiled through it all. He was one of the best out there, and he roamed this planet with class. As we are heartbroken and in the heartbreak, we can say it was an honor to be around a force of light and good. In honor of a life and the mysterious thereafter, I give you band leader Ray Conniff and trumpeter Billy Butterfield back in 1959, honoring the new home of Jimmy Foy. This is Beyond the Blue Horizon. Rest well, my friend. Again, that was for Grandview's very own Jimmy Foy, honoring 56 years of life that was given unselfishly and with a smile. It was Ray Conniff and Billy Butterfield with Beyond the Blue Horizon, out there in that magic ether of Jimmy's spirit. So in honor of that New Orleans sound that we've been going to throughout the show, we are going to leave with the theme, a seven-piece jazz band interpreting the classic styles of the 20s and 30s. This is the Fat Babies, and this is the song Dr. Blues off the 2016 disc Solid Gassa. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always pushing that gas gauge to E, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Well, I think that went pretty well.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always dig hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.